This is the dsmith.org podcast for Friday, January 5th, 2007, a common design rule violation. I'm Doug Smith. When I think back over the last year, one of the design rule violations that I've seen that crops up over and over again and causes a real problem has to do with how the board interfaces the outside world. Let me start with a little bit of historical perspective. 30 years ago, at Bell Labs, we had a design rule that was actually pretty good and still holds today. And what that rule said, amongst many that we had, but that particular one said that you should never bring an external signal deep into a board. It should always be buffered or landing on it, the device that gets that signal near the edge of the board. Back then, we only had edge connectors. Things didn't connect all around the board. It was only an edge connector anyway. But still, you didn't bring a signal deep into the board because it could bring outside noise and other problems into the board and cause issues. And we observed that. I don't ever recall having any problems along those lines because we didn't do it. Well, nowadays, not only do we have not just a single connector, but if you look at a PC motherboard, there's connectors all over the place. And I've got a couple of instances I'd like to discuss where bringing signals in other than to the edge of the board and hitting a device right away caused a problem. These problems can be both emissions and immunity. Let me start with an immunity example. This was a large board and a piece of equipment. And in the original implementation, there was a signal that came in from an external peripheral that was susceptible to ESD because of a design problem that it had. And ESD would come down this cable into the board. The signal came in to a buffer, a small, tiny little circuit, a chip, near the edge of the board, and under the right conditions, you could burn that buffer out. However, the rest of the board continued to function, and there was just this one problem. The rest of the system was okay. Well, later on in the system design, system history, I should say, someone convinced the engineers in this company to take a lot of functions and wrap it up into a single big LSI chip in the middle of the board. It just rolled a lot of this small logic stuff into this big chip. So now the signal from this external peripheral came all the way into the center of the board and landed on this big custom integrated circuit. Well, guess what happened? ESD comes down, burns out the custom integrated circuit occasionally, which caused the whole system to just stop. Much more serious. So that's one example of what can happen. Let's look at noise getting out. This is maybe a little more common. An antenna takes two conductors separated by a voltage. So if a lead comes off a motherboard, say, and has no voltage relative to the chassis as it leaves, then there'll be no problem. It can't use the wire or the chassis as an antenna. But if there's an RF voltage between the chassis and the wire leaving, say, like a mouse cable, for instance, then that voltage will drive the lead as half the antenna against the chassis as the other half the antenna. And it only takes a few millivolts for the right length wire that's resonant at the frequency, which, of course, Murphy's Law says will be the third harmonic of your clock. It only takes a couple millivolts to drive enough current, something on the order of 15 microamps, to be a problem, or less, maybe as low as 5 microamps, depending on what your class A or B. So now, if you bring all the cables from a board off at the edge of the board, not necessarily in the same connector, but at the edge of the board, then we can do things to minimize the potential between the board and the chassis at that point. If the system architecture permits, we could connect the board ground to the chassis ground right at that point. It's probably connected anyway somewhere, but we could also do it right there. That tends to short that voltage out if we do it well enough. And there are other techniques. But I've seen some cases recently where connectors came out of the middle of a PC-style motherboard, all over, just random, all over the board, cables coming out of this thing. It's very, very difficult to control the RF voltage in feeding cables that way, almost guaranteed to cause an emissions problem, which this device, in fact, had quite a bit of emissions. So the design rule, to me, is a couple of things. If I wrap up a couple of various examples that are maybe too long to go into here. One, if you can, keep all the connections to a board along one face. as soon as you add another connection on another face, then ground plane drop across the board can drive these two features as an antenna. So if possible, keep all the connections on one side of the board. But at the very least, keep them along the edge of the board so that you can control the RF voltage relative to chassis ground. And in addition, don't bring a lead deep into the board, even if you comply with the other things that I was just talking about. Because if you bring an outside lead deep into the board, it can bring noise out, and it can lead noise that you don't want to get in. I've seen this now. Well, I've given you two examples, but I can think of a couple more that have happened just in the last several months in my practice. So just something to keep in mind. I'm interested in getting any feedback on this subject, and if someone has some more stories or information they could shed on this, I'll be glad to incorporate them either into a podcast or an article on my website. And I invite people to submit articles for the technical tidbits on my website. I've done it a few times, and if you have something you'd like to submit, I would be happy to publish it for you. Again, comments to Doug@dsmith.org, and thanks for listening.